ways of film lets you know you're getting older.
Wednesday night.
Wednesday night. Wednesday night. Orla Tezayin Elul. We're learning Chavis Halvavas. We're learning Shaar HaTeshuvah. And we're in the middle. I don't have my papers today. We're in Perek Shlishi. Perek Shlishi says, just like in Shaar Bitochon, he has a perek that goes through the concepts that have to be absorbed by the person, internalized, before you can have bitachon. You have to have certain premises before you can have bitachon. And you have to, and the work before you get to bitachon is you have to work on these premises, because if you don't have these premises, you're not going to be able to have bitachon. There's going to always be these blocks. If you don't believe that Hashem does, and they don't define bitachon. They don't define bitachon, they're prerequisites. If you don't believe that everything Hashem does is for the best, that Hashem is only a meitiv, then you will not be able to have bitachon. With all the frumkeit in the world, and all your knowledge that Hashem is the melech, and is the adon kol, etc., etc., but if you don't believe he's a meitiv, then you're not going to be able to bring yourself to rely on Hashem. How can I rely on him? He's going to mess me up. Bitachon is to rely on Hashem. It's just a marshal. So here, he's going. You're not even up to the tshuva process yet, but there's prerequisites. Since a person's capacity for self-justification is just about unlimited, and a person always. So he says, you will always have blockages to true tshuva, and this is the beauty, one of the beauties of the Chavis Halvavas is that he's very, very structured. So everything is a building, a first floor and a second floor and a third floor. Since true tshuva is what he described in the second parak, when he described the three types of tshuva, how deep you go, how deep it is, and how superficial it is. So in order to develop the true tshuva, as described in Perek Beis, you have to do Perek Gimel. You have to have these prerequisites, or you're not going to be able to get there. Your mind, your emotions, your lev will not take you to the place that you have to get unless you have seven realizations. The first realization is that you did something wrong. You did something wrong that you can't get away by saying, I was only kidding, I didn't mean it, who said I'm the cause? The guy went into a depression, the guy got upset, not because of me, I didn't do anything. What do I do? Thinking that you won't be able to have charata, you won't be able to do vidui, if you don't face the fact that it was a chait, you won't be able to do tshuva. Number two was, and this is very telling psychologically, it's a very interesting psychological insight. If you don't realize how bad the chait was, you're not going to be able to do tshuva. If you say, okay, you either go with the Hashem will understand school of thought, or it's not gefelach, or, you know, big deal. Registered Rabbanon, very good, excellent example. So you say, well, you're not going to be able to do tshuva. You're not going to be able to, if you don't realize the enormity of what you did. Okay, that was number two. Number three is very practical. Chazalovas is not ashamed. He's a very big theologian. And he's very intellectual, but he knows his people. Number three, we don't do number three enough. We, meaning the educational system, the chinuch system, is scared the bejeebers out of the guy. He has to know that he's going to burn in hell. He's going to be punished for his sins. You don't like the word burn in hell, okay. But he's going to be punished for his sins. There's a din v'cheshbon, and his actions have consequences, and they're not pleasant consequences. and he's going to be punished. There's a gemul. It's one of the 13 animamins, you know, that the schar v'onesh, kriyashma, the foundation of our faith. So everybody loves Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Right? It's so beautiful. Avos Hashem, learning Torah, tefillin. Beautiful. But then the second parasha is Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs. And Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs is through the prism of Schar V'Onesh. That's the second parasha of Kriyashma. And the Kriyashma is like the Amud Emuna, like the Amud of our faith. So Hashlishi, the Yosu Chiv HaGmul Al Masav. Let's not kid us. You know, we don't, nowadays, you can't scare them off. You can't scare them off. I'm talking about Cheder kids. I'm talking about to people who never heard of Rosh Hashanah. And you have to sing a song so that they should know we eat round challahs on Rosh Hashanah. The challah's round, right? The challah's round. It's a lyric in the song. You didn't click to see the lyrics? What?
You know how much I had to fight to get the lyrics there?
They're not there. They're embedded. You have to click. You have to do something to get it. We have to have our conversation.
I know about the, but I don't.
Anyway, there's some people you have to tell them that we eat round challah. I said those people don't even know what challah means anyway.
Don't start me with that one.
They don't know what challah means.
Fight this every time.
Right.
It's way too
strong. How many people know that they hired those people? That those people are professional Jewish breakdancers called Lions of Zion, I think.
I think
they're hired.
Pretty clear.
Yeah. Okay. But
there, people say, are they real? No, you fool.
Are they people, but are they from? I'm just curious. Like, they had to put on tzitzis for the video. Those people.
Part of the budget. I buy them
tzitzis. You had to buy them tzitzis.
And you think the girl that was on,
okay,
the guy on the last dating film, he wasn't from. The girl was from. She didn't even have to dress up. She was already from. She got paid.
Secrets.
What was the Wave the Flag also actors?
No, those are all. I don't think they were any paid here.
How much did Tully Bricks get?
He's there. He's mentioned.
No,
he's there. Scene. He's dancing
with his sons.
Where?
The last.
Oh, he puts his son on the shoulders. I thought it was him. I thought so. How'd you get the Zilberman kids lined up?
I was on vacation.
Did they pay the Zilberman kids?
Zilberman paid us to give some
entertainment to the kids.
But you know, that's interesting. I didn't think about that. Was 2 days before Erev Rosh Chodesh. Before whatever.
They don't have vacation. They're always a cheder.
2 days before. Whatever. Sunday, whatever that day was.
They have all the Zilberman kids watching.
Say, those guys won't get
okay. Anyway, so he's not talking about people who don't know what round challah is. Probably it's not such a good idea to tell them about they're going to burn in hell. He's talking to us, and he's saying you can't do tshuva. This is really it's very against modern chinuch, right? A rebbe that would talk about onesh. Anyway, that's what the Chagos Halevavos says, take it or leave it. I mean, take it. You won't do proper tshuva unless there's a part of you that's afraid of the onesh that you're going to get if you don't do tshuva. It's an insight into the human mind that you just won't. Again, he's going through, to me it's so clear. Just like he went through prerequisites of bitachon, they're not the definition of bitachon. All those things he makes to realize that Hashem is almighty and no one could stop him from doing what he wants to do, and that no other power in the world exists other than Hashem, and that Hashem is only mative, and that Hashem loves you. That's a separate one. You won't be able to develop bitachon, because bitachon is sort of counterintuitive. And the only way you'll be able to is if you internalize those seven things. And that's why they're in the second paragraph of Shaar Bitachon. They're not bitachon. People make a mistake. They're not bitachon. They're prerequisites. Here, these are prerequisites for tshuva. You can't do tshuva. So number three is, if you don't have a very keen sense that there will be a punishment, he doesn't necessarily have to mean the severity of the punishment, which is the way I said it, I admit. He doesn't have to mean that. He just means your actions have consequences. If you don't have a keen sense that you will have to answer for your actions in some forum, someday, in some forum, then you won't do tshuva, because you'll always, again, it's deep, it understands the human mind. You'll always say, okay, I'll let it slide. Okay, from now on I'm going to be good, and then you won't. I refer you back to the second parak, the behavioral pattern where you find yourself, laying in the gutter. Right? I can't believe I was nichshol again. I can't believe it. Another day went by and I wasted my time with XYZ. I can't believe it. It's because of the superficiality of the tshuva. Not because of the human, I know I said this 10 times, I'm saying it the 11th time. It's not because of the human condition that we're weak, so we keep falling. It's because the tshuva was never real. It was never real. So that's what he's saying now. If you want the tshuva to be real, you have to understand that your actions have consequences. You will have to answer for your actions, and you'll be punished. He doesn't stress the severity of the punishment. He just says, you're going to have to answer for what you did, and you're going to be punished. Yidiyaso chiyuv agmu al ma'asov, shem lo yeda ezos, lo yiviyehu hachreyach l'schoret olav. You just won't, you won't really be that sorry, right? Because you say, okay, you won't really be that sorry. Because it's done. So you say, okay, but why can't he save me? Kamal Haba, I'm going to be great. So that the Chavis Havodis understands, because you're just going to slip into Perek Bey's category one behavior, where it's superficial. That's why. Theoretically, you could, but it's theoretically, it's not real. The Chashi is Barlo Shunene Shalov, then Yovelu Decharoto Vida. A little fear of being punished goes a long way, and then you'll have Charoto, you'll have Vida, you'll have that motivating you and making sure, and you're scared. You're supposed to be a little scared, maybe a lot scared, I don't know. Ka'omro, Kiachre Shumi Nichamti, Vachre Hivodi, as I guess he's understanding the pasuk to mean, Hivodi, the Onesh, Safakti al Yorech, woe is me. Va'omar Somar Mipachtacha Basari, I don't know if you guys say Tillim. Somar Mipachtacha Basari means my hair, like in the Harem movies, when they get to see the monster, they hear like, and it's like, what?
Like the guy in the movie.
That's Somar. No, I don't mean the guy that starts off the video. I'm talking about when you get scared.
An actor and the other guy,
say your hair stands on end.
Yeah, your hair stands on end. It tingles. Your hair tingles. It's like when you get an electric shock. Your hair tingles a little. So when you get scared, you really do react that way. And that's somar mipachtecha, you're afraid of Hashem's punishment. I like that guy. That guy reminded me of my years in Aish. I really felt nostalgic. I remember when there's a guy in Aish now that looked like that. He's there forever, because when I went to give the hesped for a baruch, I saw him there and I said hello. When I went to give the hesped for a baruch kutfah, I don't even know his name, but when he cut his hair, it was like, major. I don't think it looked like that. I think it was just very, very, very long.
Yeah.
It was very long. But this guy reminded me of my years there. I waxed nostalgic from my years and age when I saw that guy. He's great. You can't, the way he rolled his eyeballs, that was great. That was priceless. You can't pay someone to do it that good. Yeah, he was rolling his eyeballs. That was good. Then it all went downhill. Okay. Okay, good stuff.